Real One Entertainment presents. This is the start of something. A Champlain Media production. How to Fall in Love by Christmas. Skaters fill an outdoor rink in the big city, and a woman rings a bell next to a donation bucket on the busy sidewalk. Starring Terry Hatcher, Dan Payne. Trade it all for you. A middle-aged, well-dressed woman enters an apartment carrying an armful of presents.
Did you know Christmas is the best time to fall in love? It's like scientifically proven. And love is scientific. Chemistry. Think about it. People are more social during the holiday season. They're more open to getting out of their comfort zone.
The woman checks off a long list of names in a notebook. Message from Adley, emailed you a draft of the invite to the annual Carol's Cakes Christmas charity event.
Sis, this single is quite happy not to mingle.
Don't forget about caroling this app.
So therefore, people who are open to the magic of Christmas time open themselves up more to love. This episode, we'll be diving into a hot new dating app, Take to Heart.
Take to Heart.
Nora puts her phone away, stacking her pile of neatly wrapped gifts with new red bows. Purse on her arm, she leaves, walking down a city sidewalk past decorated Christmas trees. People pass by her as she balances gifts, reaching into her overcoat for her phone. Reminder, Q4 board meeting this morning.
It's not until 9:30. I'll be there with plenty of time to spare.
June, everyone except you is already here.
I'll be there in 5.
Nora hurries out from the elevator, up to the reception desk with her stack of presents.
Can you pass these out? Names on the tickets.
She hurries off to the boardroom, where a team of suits wait impatiently.
Hello, everyone. Merry almost Christmas. I must have missed the 9:30, actually means 9 memo in the chat group.
Nora? We felt this board meeting was of particular importance given the current state of the company.
Well, that is quite cryptic, Christine. I mean, our readership has dipped a bit.
Oh, not a dip, a major drop.
Well, usually Christmas is our biggest reader season and our biggest advertising season.
Well, that may have been true in the past, but it has been brought to our attention that Level 11 has taken a bite out of our audience. We are missing out on a key demographic that our advertisers are very interested in reaching. People aged 18 to 39.
Christine scrutinizes Nora.
Max.
Nora?
I know that you feel you have a certain stature on the board because of your recent move to chairperson, but...
My father handed over a multi-million dollar hedge fund to me, and I nearly doubled its value in less than a year. It's that same hedge fund that allowed you to build this company. People, the board, me, I'm thirsty for a Nora Winters column. Now look, we have run all of the online data, and we have found a partner with some stellar potential. One that's gonna help bring readers into this new target demographic. Have you ever heard of Take to Heart? Oh, Nora, get out from under that rock. It's a revolutionary new dating app that pushes people out of their comfort zone and into situations they wouldn't normally find themselves in to meet people the old-fashioned way, face to face.
What does this have to do with Prism?
Well, you know, Christmas is the most romantic time of the year.
Oh, it is.
What about Valentine's Day?
It's too cliche. Christmas is magical. It's cozy.
Christine beams dreamily behind Nora.
The program on Take to Heart's app will be used to prove that Christmas is the best time of year to fall in love. And the person who is going to test out this theory will be, drumroll Christine, Nora Winters.
Excuse me?
So, you are going to follow Take to Heart's multi-step plan on how to fall in love. And while doing so, you're going to create a series of columns to be posted on the Prism site with some exclusive content along the way. Romance and Christmas pull very high with this new demographic, and you pull very high with the current demographic. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Nora smiles with her arms folded.
Except me. Oh, I'm not doing a dating app, and I'm not writing a dating column.
You don't really have a choice.
It's my company.
No, It's a public company of which my hedge fund owns the majority of voting shares.
Max tenses up, sternly looking at her.
Okay, look, this is a fun and engaging idea. However, if you really do want to go after this new demographic, I'm sure that there are other ways.
Nora, your way is costing us.
Nora searches for something to say.
And if I don't do this?
Hypothetically, the board could vote you out as CEO and put in someone else who is willing to do what it takes to ensure the future of Prism.
Are you serious, Max?
Your way is not working, Nora.
Let's put it to a vote. All those in favor of me doing this silly, likely momentary dating app.
One by one, everyone's hand rises around the long boardroom table, Max Snidely being last.
All oppose.
Nora raises her finger.
I'm going to send over everything you need to get started. Take to Heart would like to start publishing articles by Wednesday.
That's 2 days.
Well, Christmas is only 2 weeks away. Time is of the essence. I, for one, am looking forward to seeing what you create. Come on, Christine.
Christine hurries after Max out the glass door as Nora stands stiffly. Everyone else quietly leaves. She sits back heavily in a chair, reaching into her purse for her phone, and types.
The Take to Heart steps for success.
Step one, take to heart.
Okay, so you just stand like that. Good?
You do realize I can't sing, right?
That's okay. Sandy will balance out the altos. You're just here to sort of balance out visually.
Okay, thanks. Oh, this Take to Heart thing is just so much. Adley, they want me to stage my own meet cute. That's insane.
Well, how else are you supposed to fall in love?
I'm going to write a great article and make everyone think I'm falling in love. I'm just going to write it. Nobody's going to know.
Or you could actually put yourself out there again. Yeah. Just saying.
What I need to do is I need to find someone to fake fall in love with.
You've seen a romantic comedy. All you have to do is spill your hot cocoa on someone and boom, you got to meet you.
Or a second degree burn.
Shoot. It's Clark. He's just running things down at the bakery. Hi, honey. Yeah. Oh.
Adley rushes off behind the other carolers as Nora sighs, talking into her phone.
Hey, reader. So I know it's been a while, but I think this is all insane. And what did I get myself into? Oh, what am I doing?
Nora dejectedly looks down the sidewalk, where a middle-aged man checks his watch, wearing a smart checkered overcoat. She watches him closely as he checks his watch again.
Okay, it's not real. None of it's real. Just do the meet cute.
She walks toward him.
Make the board happy. Keep your job from a whiny little nepo baby.
She purposely stumbles, dropping her coffee.
Oh, look at him, clumsy.
The man doesn't even notice the splash on the sidewalk as he hurries to catch his ride. Another man walks up clapping.
Wow, I mean, you nailed that.
Excuse me?
That meet cute that you just tried to stage for yourself?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, no, it's a classic. I've only ever seen it in movies, though. I've never actually seen it in real life.
Again, I don't know what you're talking about.
So we're just trying to pour piping hot cocoa on some poor, unsuspecting stranger? That's almost worse.
No, it was for work. Why is that funny?
No, that's good.
Well, it's too bad I didn't choose you.
Yeah. Huge, huge bummer. Look, whatever it is you were trying to do to meet someone there, I hope it works out for you.
Okay, I wasn't trying. I'm not. Oh, whatever.
She walks back over where Adley waits.
Is everything okay?
Oh.
What happened to you? Wait, did you?
Yeah, I did, and it was a huge fail.
Oh, by the way, Lola wanted to come straight to you from college, so would it be okay if you brought her to dinner tonight?
Oh, of course, I can't wait to see her.
Okay. Go time.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, first page.
Well, you remember I'm miming.
A Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy...
Later that night at Nora's apartment.
Aunt Nora? Hello?
Lola?
I didn't hear you come in.
Oh, okay. Wait.
I hope nothing in there is breakable.
Hello.
I miss you so much.
I missed you too, Aunt Nora. Wait, so this thing with Take to Heart seems cool.
What?
You dating, using the program.
Wait, how do you know about that?
Well, I mean, it's all over. There's socials. I was just looking at it. Right here.
Lola hands her cell phone to Nora.
Nora Winters, trust take to heart to fall in love before Christmas. Wow.
Is something wrong?
No, nothing. Okay, we should go.
Yes.
Your mom will not be thrilled if we are late for dinner.
No, especially given your track record with family dinners recently.
Okay, don't bring that up and I'll help you carry these presents.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you got it?
Yep.
Wait, you're doing what?
It's called How to Fall in Love by Christmas.
That sounds like so much fun. And you've been so focused on your work.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't dated anyone for, like, as long as I can remember.
I have been a tiny bit busy.
This will be really good for you. Get you out of your shell, into new experiences.
Yeah, and if you really do fall in love...
Okay, it's just the name of the series.
But it wouldn't be the worst thing. I mean, just have a little fun, sis. It's Christmas.
I saw the invites to the fundraiser, and they look great.
Mm. Well, Lola designed it.
Oh. How's the foundation doing?
Well, the... invites for the charity event all went out.
What was that?
Nora notices her glance to Clark.
What?
That look.
There was no look.
Okay, you always play with your earring when you're not telling the truth.
Just tell her, Mom.
Tell me what?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the foundation's financial report.
I have been preoccupied.
We've been a little overextended this year, and, you know, what with the after-school baking classes.
And the free seniors programs.
And other charity donations. We might be in the red.
How much in the red?
From what I've gathered, redder than a poinsettia.
But we always find a way to bounce back. And the bakery is humming along, and I'm not gonna let this stop us from making as much money as possible at the charity fundraiser.
Which we will.
Okay. So, your mom tells me that you have been taking a patisserie class.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
Yes.
Yes.
Snow falls gently as the sun rises behind the city skyline. Nora sits in her office at a laptop.
Okay, so cool news. You see the photos from that recent billionaire space trip? Amazing, right?
The guy who shot it just
moved to town, like literally just got here, and we hired him to photograph the series.
What? Why?
Because his fans are a totally different demo than the readers of Prism and the users of Take to Heart, so it's kind of like this perfect Venn diagram of new potential readers.
Okay, do we really need a photographer? I mean, I think my writing speaks for itself.
No, not in this day and age of short attention spans and visual media. We need pics, but like cool, edgy, shareable pics that are likely to get stellar impressions. Plus, Take to Heart wants to make sure you're actually going for it and really holding up your end of the bargain. Hey, Jack, can you come in here, please? This photographer's incredible. You're gonna love him.
Jack walks in, smiling at Nora upon recognizing her.
You.
And you.
Max points back and forth.
You two know each other?
No, we...
We met. Yesterday, when she tried to stage her own meet-cute.
Okay, no, we... kind of met. We didn't really meet me.
No, we definitely met.
What's my name? See, we didn't meet.
What is your name?
Nora.
Oh, cute.
What a weird thing to say, especially to a CEO.
This is kind of stellar, right? You guys already have natural chemistry.
Oh, no, we don't.
No, I try to have chemistry with everyone I meet.
So. Right. Okay, so, Jack... you are going to capture Nora's journey to love by showing the magic of the season. People love love. People love Christmas. People love Nora Winters.
I think that we should keep my dates anonymous. I mean, if we keep the guys anonymous, then I think there's a higher probability that I will make a connection with someone who isn't dating me for the wrong reason.
Yes, that is why we pay you the big bucks. Dig it. Okay, so, Jack, you are going to capture Nora's face in that stellar style of yours and keep the guys obscured and anonymous. All right. I am very excited to see what you two cook up.
I'm free now. You want to get started?
Go.
Yes. I just have to find my wallet. So I will see you back here soon.
Jack squints, sizing Nora up as she walks past him.
I got a signed Sammy Sosa rookie card. You want to see it?
Sure.
What do I do? He saw me stage my own meet cute.
You're blowing this way out of proportion.
Adley, he slow clapped.
All right, it's not ideal. I'll give you that. But what other option do you have? Oh, shoot. I gotta run. Baking for the fundraiser is in full swing. I love you. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Oh.
You find it?
Nora rises after crouching down.
My wallet. No, it's probably in my purse. We have a lot of work to do. We should probably get started.
Sure. Back in Nora's office, she leans on the front of her desk.
So the way I see it, I will meet someone, we will go on a few festive dates, get in the holiday spirit, and then we can end with this fundraiser that my family does every year that benefits my mother's bakery and her charitable foundation. The fundraiser could serve as the climax to our column, wrapping up our magical love story with a bow and call it a day.
I think that sounds perfect. Unrealistic, but perfect.
Perfect's what I'm going for.
Okay. We'll come back to that. My vision for the series is high art, raw alter realism.
We need it to feel romantic. We want the reader to really believe that I am actually falling in love.
Do you plan on not actually falling in love?
No one has to know. We just need them to feel like I'm falling in love.
It feels a bit deceptive.
Think of it like writing beautiful fiction. And now, the way I see the style is to frame it like a classic romance movie. Give the people something aspiration.
We need real, not fake aspiration.
Well, it's not fake.
But you just said you don't actually plan to fall in love, which, for the record, I don't support. So I say we go in the opposite direction. We go for drama, high impact. Put yourself out there, you get hurt, real, raw.
You actually think I could fall in love?
I think you have a better chance of doing so if you come at it with an open mind. I mean, what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything except sharks and storm drains.
Right, so we follow the...
Jack stands with his phone.
Back to square one, a plan from take to heart, and we should be set.
What is that?
It's for people who want to put themselves out there but haven't dated in a while.
What makes you think I haven't dated in a while?
Jack raises an eyebrow at her.
Anyway, I have an idea. Should we get started?
We are on a tight deadline, but I have back-to-back meetings today, so how about tomorrow morning?
Great.
Fine.
Jack rolls his eyes as he turns around to leave, and Nora folds her arms apprehensively. Jack answers his phone, strolling down the sidewalk.
Hey, Sarah.
My favorite client. This is huge for both you and the agency.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure how real this is going to be. But have you heard any word back yet on the proposed exhibition at the Smith & White Gallery?
Not yet. However, with this announcement, I do have some news. Prison's rival, Level 11, is keeping a very close eye on you.
Jack squints, seeming surprised.
Why?
Because they're super competitive with each other. And Level 11 is looking to bring on someone full-time. Ever since they saw the post about you working with Nora Winters, they have been chomping at the bit. You crush this, and you could have more offers than you know what to do with.
And maybe Smith & White will give us a second look.
Maybe. I will follow up with them soon.
Jack narrows his eyes as he puts his phone away, seeming unconvinced. Strings of colored lights illuminate a park. Nora puts down a glass of red next to a bottle as she types cross-legged on her couch.
Dear reader, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. But what if it was also the most wonderful time of the year to fall in love?
Nora sticks out her tongue, recomposing herself.
Stay tuned to see if the holiday meet cute is true or a work of
Nora clenches her fingers at the keypad and promptly shuts her laptop with a deep sigh. The sun gleams over city buildings under a bright blue sky, and Nora paces back and forth in the office, wearing a sharp purple business suit. She pauses to adjust a frosted pine cone in a golden decorative bowl, turning it slightly. She checks her watch, frustrated as Jack walks out of the elevator.
You're late.
Time is just a construct.
And infuriating.
One of my better qualities.
Right.
Look, I'm sorry. My nephew is staying with me for the holidays. He lost his shoes. Anyway, you're right. I should have let you know I was running, literally running behind.
She stares at him blankly.
Name's Kyle. He's my half-sister's son. He loses everything. Do you want to know where his shoe was? On the ceiling fan. How does a fifth grader get a shoe on a ceiling fan in the first place?
Okay, I believe you, kind of. Let's go.
After you?
They arrive at an outdoor Christmas market, walking past a painted wooden wagon.
This is the surprise. I love this place.
You've been here before? Well, then it doesn't fit the brief.
Oh, I think it's perfect.
Huh. Let the mingling begin.
An old pickup full of pines is parked next to a winter welcome sign and a snowman photo set up.
And you have how many cats?
Nora flirts with a gentleman in an overcoat and cap amongst the craft tables.
No, I don't think I could see myself living in a bunker full time.
She speaks to another man as Jack snaps pictures from a distance.
And that's, whose hair?
She speaks to a white-haired man as Jack looks down at his wide-angle lens, rolling his eyes.
This isn't working.
I don't disagree with you. How many times have you been at this Christmas market over the
years? Quite a few.
Exactly. The take to heart step says to meet someone outside your comfort zone. This is, well, it seems to be well within your comfort zone.
You think that's the reason that I'm not meeting anybody here?
I think you're not following the instructions on the app. Look, I know you said you're going to write fiction, but isn't fiction better if it's based in reality just a little bit?
What would you suggest?
Jack looks up at her sneakily with his steely eyes. They arrive at a fancy white gallery with a large decorated pine tree in the courtyard.
I didn't know they had skating in here. This is the same place that my family holds their Christmas fundraiser every year.
Okay. We need a new place.
Oh, no. No, I can confidently say that skating is outside of my comfort zone.
Perfect. And the light's great in here. Well, go rent some skates and get out there. You only have a few days left to fall in love, right?
The entire lobby is a roller rink, adorned with colorful decorated Christmas trees. A sign reads, the 18th annual Christmas tree skate.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, just, need to get my sea legs.
Nora nervously looks around at the other skaters circling the lobby, as she tentatively rises on her roller skates. Jack watches her closely as he readies his camera.
I got this.
You sure?
Just get your shot.
He snaps away as Nora approaches a man leaning near a statue by the wall.
You've got great technique.
Jack snaps away from a distance as a woman comes up, taking the man by the hand. Nora sighs, leaning on the statue, and continues to skate onwards amongst the small crowd.
Hey, those are some serious skates.
I totally agree.
A man sits putting on skates.
Are they custom?
Yes.
Oh, neat. Where'd you get them?
Uh-huh. I'll meet you guys later.
He points to his earpiece, and Nora realizes they are having separate conversations.
Oh!
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. Are you okay?
I am.
Great.
The man politely grabs Nora's arm for support, skating.
Sorry.
I got you.
Jack eagerly snaps away as they skate next to each other.
Oh, we're doing good. Thanks for skating with me.
It's not bad.
Jack looks satisfied as he finishes the shot and moves on.
That was surprisingly fun. I'd love to do it again sometime.
Well, I'm actually seeing someone. Have a Merry Christmas.
Nora recomposes herself, embarrassed as the man skates on.
Well, that could have gone better.
Yeah, right? Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, he was never into you.
Why did he skate with me?
Because he was just trying to be nice. You were kind of desperate.
I am not desperate.
Jack tilts his head at her.
I'm not that desperate.
The photos look great. I'm gonna grab something from the snack bar. You want anything?
No. I'm just gonna return these skates. I'll meet you back here.
Nora sits patiently on a bench, below the tall Christmas tree in the center of the grand lobby, as skaters circle her. A man walks up looking for a place to sit down.
Is this seat taken?
Oh, no, not taken in the slightest.
He carries a bag with roller skates, smiling as he looks over.
Have you been here before?
First time. You?
First time?
Yeah, not as brave as I was as a kid.
Right?
Yeah. Fear of falling.
None at all.
Oh, no.
He extends his hand, warmly.
Leo.
Oh, Nora. Nice to meet you.
Leo looks ahead, appearing to think of something else to say as Nora casually looks over.
This might sound a little crazy, but it's the holidays, right? Would you like to get a drink sometime?
That doesn't sound crazy at all. I would love that.
Nora giddily reaches over into her purse.
My number's on the back. Just text me and we'll set something up.
Cool. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Leo.
He walks away as Jack comes to sit down.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
What?
Is that him already? Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah. He asked me out for tomorrow.
Great. Still think you need a backup.
What? Why? He just asked me out.
You need insurance this series will work, right? So humor me. A former colleague of mine is having a Christmas mixer tonight. Come by, have a drink, meet someone who could be your backup in case option one here isn't actually the one.
Okay, well, I don't believe in the one.
Says the woman famous for writing a dating column. Huh. Pick you up at 8.
Jack rises, leaving with his coffee. Nora sits on the bench contemplatively as random skaters circle the tall Christmas tree. She half-heartedly holds her phone, recording.
Dear reader, I am surprised to report that the holiday meet-cute might have worked. I met someone out of my comfort zone. We'll call him Mr. L. Will he be the romantic connection that this writer is seeking this holiday season, or will he be the proverbial lump of coal in my stocking?
Jack stands with his phone in a kitchen as a nurse speaks from a hospital hallway.
I'm just worried about him. It's Christmas, we're not together.
It's going fine, and he's signed the kid up for enough holiday activities to fill his whole winter break.
Well, that's the idea, to keep him entertained and you sane. I know how hard it can be moving to a new city.
And how are things at the hospital, Superwoman?
Chaotic.
And short-staffed.
Well, they're lucky to have you.
Oh, I'm sorry, they're paging me. I gotta run, but I'm gonna text you my Christmas plans and I'll let you know if I can make it, okay?
Sounds good.
I love ya. Bye.
A heavily decorated storefront window has the elegant sign, Carol's Cakes. Inside, Nora tries to roll dough as Adley watches skeptically, next to a display case of elaborate Christmas cakes with green pine tree icing.
What?
Did you forget how to roll out dough?
It's been a while since rolling dough is part of my day-to-day activities.
Uh-huh, I can tell. So I went online and I saw Jack. He is cute and single.
And mildly infuriating and full of himself.
But I saw the post. You said you met someone.
Yeah, in theory. As long as the board and take to heart believe I'm really falling in love, who cares if I fluff it up a little bit? They want a good story, I'm gonna give them a good story.
Ugh. Nora checks her phone.
Hey, Max, what can I do for you?
Take to Heart just sent notes on your article. That roller rink bit, that was cute, on brand. And they love that fail with the first guy. That was actually super real. But they do have some tweaks.
Oh, do they?
Look, Nora, I know that you and I don't always see eye to eye, but I am on your team here. You built Prism from the ground up, and while I agree that there need to be some changes, I believe that you should be a part of them. However, for this series to work and for the crossover of users to happen, I need to know what you're feeling, not just what's happening. You know, give me gritty, real, honest. Give me the old Nora Winters. Okay? I gotta bounce.
They exchange glances.
I agree with him. I think you really gotta open up if this is gonna work.
How many of these snowman cookies do we have to make?
For the fundraiser, about 100. Wait, you got soft on me?
I admit I am a bit out of practice.
Step 3. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Jack leads Nora down a hallway, smiling back at her warmly, as they enter a modern kitchen at a party.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Nora is left behind.
Hey, how you doing?
As Jack shakes hands over by the kitchen table, Nora stands alone awkwardly. A message buzzes in her purse, and she fumbles her phone out, reading it. Leo, hey Nora, it was so nice to meet you, but something came up. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I just need to do a quick lap.
Sure, yeah, whatever. Do whatever you need to do.
Are you sure? I just don't want to bail on you since you don't know anyone.
You're not bailing. Not at all.
Jack looks at her closely, and she seems annoyed or nervous.
Why are you acting weird?
I'm not acting weird. Not me, nope. Not weird.
Okay. Meet back here in 20?
10-4, good buddy. Yeah, that was weird.
Nora shakes her head, slightly embarrassed, and walks down the hallway as Jack returns to his conversation, standing around the kitchen table. She rifles in her purse as she walks by a small library, pausing, and walks over to admire a shelf of leather-bound books and vases. She spots something of interest on a top shelf, and moves a small step ladder in front. Stepping up on it, she lays her purse on a lower shelf, reaching her arm up. An older gray-haired man walks around the corner and up behind her, just as she reaches a book, taking it down carefully.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know anybody was in here.
I'm Jeffrey.
Jeffrey locks eyes on her, smiling.
Nora.
Nora brushes away a strand of hair as she stands above him.
And I never played another game of mini golf again in my life. It just flew right out of his hands. It was incredible.
Jack walks by the library as they sit on the floor.
Excuse me.
Jack snaps away.
I am so sorry. I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
But I would love to take you out sometime, you know, if you'd like.
I would love that. Have you ever been to Gregson's Christmas Market?
No. But it sounds magical.
Oh, it is.
Jack walks away, looking down at his camera.
It is so nice to meet you.
Oh, you too.
Gregory leaves down the hallway.
Oh. Can you believe I was only
Jack. Christmas? Jack.
Excuse me.
So it looks like you found a very photogenic insurance policy, I see.
Oh, aren't you sneaky?
He shows her the shot.
That's fantastic. We can definitely use that. Which leads me to, I should go home.
I'll walk you.
I am all the way across town.
I love the subway.
Okay.
Lights twinkle above warmly lit townhouses as they stroll down the sidewalk.
So, this fundraiser thing.
Oh, well, my parents started it to raise money to give back to the community. They offered all these free programs, baking lessons for kids, senior events. And so now my sister, she still does the thing once a year. And the funds that they raise, well, it pretty much covers the whole thing. I used to be really involved, but as Prism grew, I just couldn't juggle it all.
Sounds important. Look, I have some ideas for dates that I want to run by you, and I think they're fully take to heart approved. How about bowling?
No, I do not think bowling is on brand for Prism. How about volunteering in a soup kitchen?
Oh, terrible lighting, but I do fully support the cause. What about Christmas karaoke?
Absolutely not. We are going to have to settle this like adults.
All right.
He holds up his fist.
That's your version of settling something like an adult.
Yeah. Isn't it yours?
On three.
On three.
One, two, three. Aha! Christmas market it is. It's festive. It has amazing lighting, so you'll like that. Plus, we already know our way around the place. It'll be the perfect date.
Jack nods respectfully, looking down.
This is me.
Jack looks up at her place, raising his eyebrows.
Thank you for getting me home.
Happy to.
Meet me tomorrow morning at the bakery?
Sounds like a plan.
Jack smiles to himself as he walks away. Snow falls heavily over the city at night. Jack looks at pictures on his laptop while sitting on the couch. His nephew comes in the room on a scooter, looking over his shoulder.
Who is that?
That's a woman I'm working with.
She's pretty. I like that one.
He points to a skating shot.
Yeah, me too, little man.
Can I call mom before bed?
Oof. She's probably still at work, but we can give her a try.
Adults are always at work.
How about this? I have to visit a Christmas tree farm tomorrow. What do you say you play hooky and come with me? We could even start the day with all-you-can-eat pancakes at the diner.
Kyle hugs him warmly.
All right.
Jack returns his attention to the two black and white shots on his screen, one of Nora smiling in a conversation, the other of her meeting Leo. Nora records back at her apartment.
Dear reader, this writer can confirm for you that yes, people are way more willing to be open to you if you put yourself out of your comfort zone. But is it the holiday season, or is it just that I am finally putting myself out there for the first time in a very long time?
Nora is sitting on the edge of her dining room table. Candles and decorations fill the room as she sits contemplatively. The next morning. Jeffrey, sorry, got called into an emergency meeting. Sorry, can't make it to the Christmas market today.
So, I have a plan.
Okay.
I might have told everyone that you were working with the space photographer guy, and that he's going to be at the fundraiser, and that Prism is going to do a write-up on the bakery, and that if people come to the Christmas charity event, that they could maybe get a chance to be featured in your column.
Adley moves a Christmas basket.
Well, that is not a bad plan. I just wish you'd asked me before you told the whole town.
Okay, yes, thank you. And if anything changes, please just let us know.
Hey. Hi. You must be Kyle. I'm Nora. Nice to meet you.
Hi. And you must be Jack, the famed Jack.
Uncle Jack and I went for pancakes this morning before the apartment went underwater.
What?
It was a small leak turned into a literal flood. Yeah, we don't know when we can get back in. And I'm currently on the hunt for a hotel room for us, but as it's close to Christmas...
Stay with us.
Adley.
What? I mean, we're just up the road, and we've got plenty of room at the Metaphorical Inn.
Do you have a Christmas tree?
A big one.
I'm sure they have other offers.
Well, actually, we don't.
Uncle Jack, can we please?
From what I've read online, you're relatively new to the city, so...
Are you a stalker now?
I am new to the city, and my family's all out west, so...
No one should be without their family during the holidays. I insist, okay? Plus, I could use some help baking cookies for Santa. It was very nice to meet you, Kyle and Jack. Nora will give you my address, and I'll see you soon.
Well, your sister is very generous.
That she is.
We should go.
Kids throw snowballs at wooden targets as Jack walks next to Nora and Kyle at the Christmas market under a sign to the trees.
Oh, that looks like fun. You want to join them? All right. So, where's your guy? Option A.
His name is Leo, and he is no longer an option.
So I was right. You did need insurance. Wait, does that mean no one is coming?
Jeffrey was gonna come, and he asked for a rain check, too.
Jack looks down, slightly disappointed, as Kyle walks back up to them.
Can we at least look at the trees, please?
I do still need content.
But your date's not here.
I don't have to actually go on a date to write about a date. Fiction, remember?
What do you say we try to find the tallest Christmas tree?
Kyle smiles wide, and they turn around, walking under the wooden sign into rows of bushy pine trees in snow.
Flashcards? Oh, you did not.
They help me stay organized.
For a date?
For the column.
Kyle walks ahead in the trees.
How is a woman like you single? I mean, you are incredibly successful, conventionally attractive.
Thanks.
I meant that as a compliment.
Okay. Well, actually, I was married. Briefly. Long time ago. To a fantastic guy. But it was right when Prism was getting some traction, and I wanted to grow that, and he wanted to move to a farm and have a big family and live off the land. And yeah, we really loved each other, but we just weren't a good fit. So after that, Prism started to take off. And what about you? Have you ever been married?
No. Engaged. Twice. Yeah, both times I literally put everything ahead of her and it cost me everything. It's part of the reason for the career change. I mean, life's too short. I want to experience as much love and joy as I can while I'm here.
She turns to smile at him as they walk.
Do you miss writing?
Sometimes, I guess. But I don't miss bearing my soul on the internet only to be trolled for it.
Says the woman writing a dating column.
No, that was not my choice. I just need the readers to believe that I am falling in love, and then the board won't vote me out of CEO.
No pressure.
No, none at all.
Isn't it perfect? We need it.
Kyle, why did you pick this tree?
Because it's tiny and funny looking. And I was worried everybody would want the big fluffier trees. And I didn't want this one to be lonely. So I think we should take it home. Mm. Do you think your sister would like this Christmas tree?
Kyle, I think she would love it.
Yes!
He runs off with the scraggly tree.
How long is he staying with you?
Until the new year. My half-sister Olivia, she's a single mother ER doctor back in Boston. And well, she needed a little help this season, so I offered to take Kyle for a few weeks.
Mm, that's nice of you.
It's the least I can do. She's the one saving lives.
Well, if she comes to town, she is more than welcome to the fundraiser.
I'll extend the invite. Thank you.
Uncle Jack, can we get hot cocoa after this?
I would never turn down hot cocoa.
Yes.
Step 4, allow for some reflection. Nora and her sister's family wrap gifts with Jack and Kyle around the coffee table with snacks.
All right, I just finished my last gift for the Michelson family. Anyone need help?
I just started on the Smith's gifts.
Oh, give me one.
So do you guys do this every year? Sponsor this many families?
Well, Nora actually started the tradition.
Oh, we started it together.
So, Jack, why don't you tell us about yourself? We know you're a photographer. Your photos are wonderful.
Thank you. It was actually quite a career change.
Well, what did you do before?
Corporate finance. Yeah, I worked for the same company for 3 decades, but my grandfather, Franklin Peterson, he was a photographer.
He did wildlife photography, right?
Taught me everything I know.
But you went to corporate finance anyway?
I took a safer route. But one day it was like I woke up and I realized that my life was flying by and I hadn't done all the things that I really wanted to do. Too afraid to do. So I quit. I packed my bags, I bought a new camera, and I traveled around the world taking photographs of all those places I'd seen as screensavers.
That's pretty adventurous.
You wouldn't recognize me in my finance days.
You like this version better?
Most of the time. More so now.
He smiles at her warmly.
And the column is going well?
It's,
off to...
Start? It's a solid start.
Okay.
I mean, I met a guy, and it's going well.
She looks at a message on her phone. Max, you didn't hear it from me, but Take Two Heart didn't love the last one. They want the old Nora Winters style. Meet at the office.
Oh. Nora. Don't forget to stop by the train museum to drop off the deposit for our space. We have to get it in by 4 p.m. or we lose the location.
Okay.
Thank you.
Night in, Nora.
Nora and Jack walk outside the front door and stand together.
So, what's the plan? Because your guys keep bailing.
My guys don't keep bailing. They keep rain checking. Which, based on my column, nobody would know, so... Well, kind of.
What have you got to lose? I mean, if you really put yourself out there.
Nothing other than being mocked, ridiculed, never taken seriously again.
Well, I'm here to help, if you need me. I mean, I know how much this series means to you, so if I can help, then I want to.
You're gonna help me lie to my readers.
I read that piece you wrote on Kyle and the tree. That wasn't a lie. And you encouraged us, dear readers, to do a small act of kindness this holiday season, so consider this mine. It is the most wonderful time of the year, after all.
Well, that is very kind. Thank you. And have a good night at my sister's house, which will never not be weird.
Nora walks away. Jack smiles broadly. He walks back up the front path. Lola grins, spying as she peels back the curtain in the front window. Nora records, walking around her living room.
Dear reader, Christmas is a few days away, and there is a new candidate, Mr. G, who, after a bumpy start, I am finally going to get to spend some one-on-one time with. Now, I'm not saying that this writer is no longer a skeptic, because I can assure you, I still am, but...
She wistfully stares off at a candle on the table.
Be honest.
She sighs heavily and sits down at her dining room table in deep concentration next to her mug.
Christmas can be a challenging time. For me, it is.
She shakes her head, flustered.
This experiment has offered me more bites of the apple, if you will, than I have had in a long time. Will that lead to love? That is yet to be determined.
She takes a long sip from her mug. Step 5, have a little fun.
Okay, everybody, listen up, all right? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the annual Winters Family Snowman Building Contest. Unfortunately, Clark got stuck at the bakery. So, Kyle, you, and Lola are going to be against Jack and Aunt Nora, and I am going to be the ref. Whoever builds the best snowman with full facial features wins.
And for the record, I never lose.
I like that attitude.
Okay. On your mark. Get set. Go!
They jokingly bump into each other.
Perfect.
All right. That's how it goes.
The snowmen take shape.
There we go.
We're here.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
They decorate from crates.
I'm gonna put this one right here.
That way.
Or this one. Okay, it's not Caleb. Don't touch it.
Nora attempts to steal a hat.
Nice try.
Gotta staple it too.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, so then
the
oh,
both teams put hats on.
Okay, I think I used it. Okay. And
they finish just in time.
Time's up.
Stand. Yeah.
Nora tries to make her hat stand up straight as Adley walks over to inspect the snowman.
The winner is Kyle and Lola.
Yeah,
you two are the winners. You get to open the Christmas presents first on Christmas
Day. You just picked it because it's a baker.
No, your audience.
You know what? You guys only won because we let them.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Still like.
Can we call it even?
You got me. No! You totally got me.
I'm going low.
I'm going high.
A snowball fight ensues.
How's it going?
Jack takes a call.
Really well. See for yourself.
Oh, that looks fun. Listen, I don't think I'm going to be making it down tonight.
Come on, we still have a few days left till Christmas.
Yes, and I'm going to try to make it work, but we're going to need a Christmas miracle. We're really short-staffed.
Well, don't worry. Kyle's in good, very festive hands.
Nora lies on the ground as Adley kneels with snowballs.
You look happy.
You know what? I am. And I think I want to make this a family tradition.
What? Sleeping over at your co-worker's sister's house?
No. Us spending family time together. I feel like we're seriously lagging in the family traditions department.
Yeah, I would like that. Oh, listen, I gotta go. Love ya. Bye.
He smiles, returning to the fun.
Oh, nice one.
Winning snowman!
Hey, Kyle, do you want to come with me to the bakery? We're meeting my dad to finish up some baking for our booth at the fundraiser.
Max, meet me in the boardroom ASAP.
Uncle Jack, can we go too?
I've got something else I gotta do.
Nora, don't forget to drop off the deposit at the train museum. Larry is gonna meet you there at 4.
I'll see you later.
Come on, kiddo.
Hi.
Nora trails off in a daze, looking at her phone.
She cares, man. I know. I just wish she'd be a bit more present, is all. You know, holidays are about spending time with family, not trying to cram in as much work as possible.
I know.
Okay, Max, what is going on?
You might want to sit down for this.
Max leans over the back of a chair, gravely, as Nora sits, looking sternly at him in her elegant brown winter coat, hair pulled back.
I know this whole how to fall in love by Christmas thing is kind of your worst nightmare, but I think it's kind of great. You and Jack, you're creating something that's unique, compelling, and kind of beautiful.
Sitting, Max stares off into space.
Why do you look like you're gonna pass out?
Because I don't think it's enough. It's the board, Nora. CEO evaluation. They're putting measures in place to vote you out. I guess the take-to-heart deal is a bit shaky after the low engagement.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I don't agree with the direction they want to take Prism in.
She tilts her head. Kyle whisks icing next to Adley and Jack.
Yeah, of course. So, what do you think?
These are just phenomenal. Some of your best work yet, Jack.
Well, I'm glad the photography's authentic because not everything is.
What do you mean?
This whole falling in love thing, I don't know how real it is.
Well, with work like this, there is no doubt Prism is going to be offering you that photography contract. Get you that home base.
When I said that, I meant a gallery, not another website.
Another website pays quite a lot of money.
I don't want to give up on the gallery.
I am going to keep working on it. In the meantime, you keep killing it like this, and you are going to have a lot of offers to choose from. I'm going to follow up with Level 11 right now. Talk soon.
Sarah winks, hanging up, and immediately dials another number. Jack suddenly looks worried.
Hi. Yeah, this is Sarah Miller. Look, I have some information I would just love to share with you about Jack's assignment with Nora Winters over at Prism. Apparently, there is some fabrication going on.
Nora paces back and forth in front of a large image of Prism. Max sits.
So what do we do?
We find a way to prove to the board that their motion shouldn't go forward.
Haven't they already made up their minds?
They still need a majority vote. Christine, she's on the fence. Nora, we can fix this. And the way we're going to do it is through your column.
Nora's face brightens as Max rises. Step 6, get vulnerable. Nora goes to sit at her office desk, clasping her hands. She looks around the office. She looks over, quickly grabbing her phone as a message comes in from Jeffrey. Sorry, I missed the snow day. Dinner tonight. She smiles, nodding. I'd love that. 8 p.m. She puts down her phone and clasps her hands under her chin and presses her keypad, exhaling deeply. A Christmas tree crowds the small office next to her immaculate, well-organized desk. She picks up her phone again and dials a number.
I need some advice. Can you meet me at the Christmas market? Hot cocoa's on me.
A sparkling web of lights are strung through the trees over the Christmas market at night.
So, Take to Heart isn't thrilled with the content, and the Prism board is actively talking about replacing me.
Okay. Have you ever done a SWOT analysis before?
Strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. I've done one for my business, but I've never done it for myself.
Okay. Strengths as a CEO.
Jack holds a pen and small notepad.
I am hardworking, trustworthy, independent. I founded a company and grew it to what it is today.
And your weaknesses?
I can be narrow-minded. To a fault. You know, we spend our whole lives trying to be something, trying to do something, trying to achieve something. And I mean, in the end,
she shakes her head wistfully.
This is all that matters, this old-fashioned human connection.
Which I would say is your opportunity.
He smiles at her and writes in his notepad.
And my threat? That if I don't do this, everything I built, my lifestyle brand, by women, for women, to empower women, is just gone. You know, I wouldn't even mind bringing in the younger readers. I just don't want to lose the connection we have with the ones that are already there.
I think we're looking at another opportunity here. I know it's scary to put yourself out there, but
Think of all the women who could relate to your journey of opening up your heart again. Partnership would take to heart or not.
He gives her a nervous look of encouragement.
So I dug a little deeper on your work.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
What'd you think?
You have a very unique eye.
Was that a compliment?
It was more of a statement. Was that a laugh?
More of a positive emotional reaction. Look, I know this isn't easy, but you're embracing the challenge. I think if you lean into the Christmas spirit just a little bit more, you might find exactly what you're looking for.
He smiles warmly at her, and she looks at him with a genuinely hopeful gaze as he notices mistletoe above.
Whoa, that was...
Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
No way.
Nope.
That's like, I mean, I didn't want to kiss you, and yeah, I mean, you don't want to kiss me.
No.
No, right. Yeah. Gross.
Gross.
He shyly looks down for a second.
What do you say? Do you want to get out of here and grab a bite to eat?
Oh, I'd love to, but I am having dinner with Jeffrey in an hour.
A real date, huh? Well, do you think I should photograph it? I get some actual photos with the actual guy for this new nonfiction version?
Actually, I think I should fly solo on this one.
You won't even know I'm there. And this is kind of the reason for the series, after all.
Jack looks at her pleadingly.
Okay. Okay, fine. We're going to be at ZD's at 8. And, I won't see you there.
He puts a note in her purse.
Oh, man. Hey.
She stands, tying her coat belt.
Thank you again for your help.
Happy to.
He looks up at her with a warm, genuine smile.
All right. See you soon.
See ya.
Jack rises, grabbing his leather satchel and coffee, chuckling to himself. Nora wanders and looks back over her shoulder, waiting until he walks the other way, sneakily taking out her phone. She peels off her white glove with her teeth and texts. Hey June, was it you who mentioned you knew the owners of the Smithton White Gallery? June, yep. My college roommate and her husband own it. June, why? What's up? Nora smiles with excitement on her face as she texts back. I have a favor to ask. A giant Christmas tree towers high into the dark night, filled with sparkling white lights, glowing stars, and ornaments. Nora takes her phone out of her purse on the dining room table back at her apartment, getting ready to record.
Dear reader, I want to tell you a story about a person in my life. We will call him Space.
She zips up boots while talking.
Now, Space has really stepped it up for me this holiday season. But he really helped me see that the people I always thought were so much happier than I was during the holidays were just letting themselves be happy. They were leaning in to the magic of the season, which, dear reader, is something I am going to try to do for real this time.
She puts on her coat and throws her phone back in her purse. City buildings sparkle at night as a steeple glows blue, high above the others, under a black sky. Twisted branches and trees are filled with white Christmas lights as skyscrapers are illuminated around them.
Are you kidding me?
I would never kid about something as serious as a radio show contest.
It's just so wild. You won multiple prizes on air.
Well, what can I say? I'm a lucky guy. In more ways than one.
Oh.
Nora walks outside with Jeffrey.
It was fun tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
Jack snaps a picture.
Listen, my sister is having this dinner thing at her house tomorrow, and I know we just started seeing each other, but
I would love to go.
You would?
Yes, I would.
Jack snaps more pictures from afar as they stroll along leisurely. He looks down at his camera, checking the shot, and chews on his lip while shaking his head. The next morning, the sun creeps over the horizon under blue skies behind towering skyscrapers. Christmas ornaments fill a craft table with nutcrackers and a Santa doll. Shoppers walk around the market as Nora and Jack sit together.
Okay, so according to Adley's list, we need to make custom ornaments for all of the silent auction winners, and she gave me a rough sketch of what they should look like.
Do you guys always do this level of detail?
We try to. Actually, the last few years, Hadley really has had to shoulder most of it. But she has done a fantastic job keeping my mother's vision alive.
Nora paints a piece of wood as Jack smiles.
Oh. Shoot. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Hello?
Okay, so, good news and bad news. Feel like you and Jack really starting to find your groove. But Take to Heart wants to avoid any potential girl falls in love with a guy right under her nose angle.
Nora looks back at him, puzzled.
Yeah, a little too convenient. I'd stick with Mr. G if I were you. Lean into that.
Yeah, okay, I don't have feelings for Jack. I mean, space.
Sorry, I can't really talk right now. Chat soon, bye.
But...
She thinks for a second before putting her phone away, looking back at Jack painting his wood.
Sorry about that.
He shows her his pine tree.
Should I stick to photography?
You might want to not quit your day job.
Okay. I mean,
it's cute.
It's like a tree.
Oh, now it's a...
There's the tree.
Yeah, there's the tree.
At the White Gallery, Nora walks in with a box as Adley speaks to a man.
We'll take care of it.
I got the fancy ornaments.
You forgot.
What? I forgot.
The form. Oh, Adley, I'm sorry. You know what? I'll go talk to him. I got my checkbook.
No. I handled it.
Oh. Okay, then we're good?
No, we're not good, Nora. Look, I know that Prism is important to you, but you and I, we made a promise to Mom to run this foundation together. And sometimes it feels like I am the only one who takes that promise seriously.
Okay, Adley, you do this. You do this every time. Every time this idea that I abandon the family or whatever because I didn't take over the bakery.
That's kind of exactly what you did.
You know what? You're right. I did follow my passions and my dreams, and they didn't involve making cookies. But I am always there for you.
Actions speak louder than words, Nora. And your actions speak loud and clear.
Adley storms off through the lobby.
Everything okay?
No, apparently not.
She's just stressed.
Yeah, okay, you should take those.
Nora gives Clark the box.
I should go.
I think quite the opposite. I think you're very wanted here. Come on.
Nora turns her head, solemnly walking after the others as Jack follows reassuringly. Later at dinner, Jeffrey monopolizes the conversation.
And I told him, no, there's no way we're going to take that deal. My client deserves better. Excuse me, pass the potatoes, please.
You know, that reminds me of the time.
And they did. They came up on their offer, which, of course, I always do. You know, I say the client comes first. That's my motto.
He takes all the potatoes.
And then, of course, there was another time. Oh, hold on for a second. They got away. And then there was another time. Client comes in from out of town.
Everybody watches him as he makes a mess.
And, you know, he says, hey, I need you to do something, right? He comes in completely unannounced. And, you know, he says, I need you to take care of X, Y, Z. And I can't tell you what X, Y, Z is, of course, because that's completely confidential. But he says, needed to be done ASAP. So I did it. You know, what can I say? I'm good at what I do. You know what I mean? Client comes first.
Jack stares blankly as Adley cannot believe the nerve of Jeffrey blabbing away.
Oh, I'm glad you like the potatoes.
Oh, everything was wonderful. The roast was a little dry, but a trick my mother used to use, she'd put just a little bit of water in the base of the tin. Huh. Keeps everything nice and moist.
Oh, well, I'll make sure I pass along the tip.
Nora looks up at the mistletoe over the doorway. He leans over.
Oh.
So I will see you tomorrow. I'm excited for the fundraiser.
Oh, I'll see you there. Okay.
She pats his back tentatively as Jack and Adley watch uncomfortably from across the room. She shuts the door behind Jeffrey, slowly walking back apprehensively as Jack sighs.
Don't say anything.
It's late. You should probably just stay here for the night. Your room's already made up.
You know what? I should put Kyle to bed.
Jack gives a friendly wave as Adley looks concerned.
I don't know. I think I should.
I just miss you. I know that you have so much going on. It's honestly so impressive.
Look at you. You have this beautiful family and this business that people love, and every year you throw this event that actually makes a difference in people's lives. I mean, you're the one that's impressive.
Adley melts with emotion.
And I'm sorry I don't tell you that enough. And I miss you too. I love you.
The sisters embrace.
Don't cry.
I guess you should just stay the night then.
Can I borrow some pajamas?
Yeah, I got lots. So, Jeffrey. He seems nice.
Yeah, he is, I think. I mean, we have a lot in common.
Jack?
Adley raises her eyebrows.
Well, lovely guy.
He's just a friend.
I always thought that was a funny saying.
What do you mean?
I think a soulmate is just a friend you happen to have deeper chemistry with. You know, the kind of friend your soul just knows.
That is so cheesy.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of people out there that you'll have a deeper chemistry with in your lifetime. But not everyone will make you feel like home.
Nora stands, arms folded, with an uncomfortable look, as she attempts to smile. She stares off wistfully in the kitchen. Jack sits working.
Sarah?
Jack, Level 11 is sending over a job offer. I forwarded them a sneak peek of your latest work, and they absolutely love it.
Is that legal? I mean, my work for Prism is owned by Prism, right?
It's not like they're publishing it. They're just using it to evaluate you. Anyhow, there should be an offer coming soon. Keep an eye on your email. Gotta go. Bye.
Jack sighs heavily. Nora sighs heavily in bed, under the covers wearing pajamas, as she types on her laptop. Looking frustrated, she closes it, getting out of bed. Step 8, deepen the connection. Jack works on his laptop outside, in front of an open flame on the patio.
What are you doing up?
What are you doing up?
I asked you first. Oh, I was having trouble sleeping.
Nora puts her winter coat on.
Thought I'd get a midnight snack.
Chestnut?
I don't mind if I do.
She reaches over into a bowl on the flaming circular table, shivering as she sits.
I wanted to edit some of the new photos. This is one of my favorites.
He shows her with Gregory in the library.
I love how alive you look in these.
You always shoot in black and white?
It was my grandpa's style. Said he got rid of anything superfluous.
Nora nods, chewing her chestnut.
I like that.
And this gallery placement that I'm trying to land? It was the first gallery to feature his work all those years ago. Yeah, he loved that place.
I think it's really brave that you went for it.
I just got tired of feeling like I wasn't doing everything I could to live the life I loved.
She nods at him wearily, with heavy eyes.
I feel love.
Jack watches her closely, with a calm smile.
I'm gonna take another chestnut. I'll see you in the morning.
Night, Nora.
Jack smiles pleasantly, watching her go. The next day, pedestrians walk past decorated shops and Christmas trees. Nora and Jack walk into Carol's Cakes, as fresh baked cookies sit on the counter.
So, Adley and Clark finished all the baking last night, and they are at the museum setting up, and they want us to finish stuffing these gift boxes.
You got it, boss.
We want to put one Christmas tree and one gingerbread in each box.
Okay.
And here's a glove.
Thanks.
Oh.
She rushes over to her phone.
Waiting for this. Oh.
What's up?
Oh, it's from Max. The board has scheduled a call for later today.
Well, it's not such a bad thing, is it?
No, but the fit of that glove's a bad thing. Why don't you take the boxes and I will touch the cookies.
Deal. So are you really worried?
I feel like this whole thing is manufactured. Love can't be rushed. I mean, if you plant a seed, you don't get a plant the next day. It has to grow. It takes time.
Nora Winters, are you a romantic?
No. No, of course not. I don't know why I thought I could get away with faking the whole thing. No wonder the board's not happy. I never used to write like this.
And why is that?
Well, I used to be a different person. You know, when I started writing, I didn't think about what was going to be in the comment section. I just wrote what I felt and pushed publish and never gave it a second thought. We need more boxes.
Well, that's what made you so successful.
Yeah. But at some point, as the site grew and grew and grew, then, you know what? The scrutiny on me grew and grew and grew.
I think you're admitting that you're afraid of something. Before I took this assignment, I went back and I read all your old writing. And you're right. You're not the same. You're better.
Nora looks up at him, surprised.
You're more thoughtful. You come at things from a stronger point of view. And look, I understand your concerns, but I don't think you actually have anything to be afraid of.
I just don't want to be a fraud.
So don't be. They want honest. Give them honest. Tell the board and your readers that Mr. Haircut, or whatever anonymous name you gave Jeffrey, is handsome and charming, but you just don't feel it with him.
Nora listens attentively.
I mean, who cares if you don't actually fall in love before Christmas?
Well, that is the title of the series. It would literally ruin it.
Not if you're real.
He clasps her hands around a box.
What are you really feeling, Nora Winters?
She looks down at his hands as he softly rests them on hers. She almost speaks, but looks into his honest, penetrating eyes as he leans forward earnestly.
Because if you write about that, I think you'll get your stellar content.
Which I need.
Cheers. Hey.
I'm gonna need you to pack your bags. Because Level 11 just offered you the full-time position. They want you at their holiday company party tonight so they can introduce you to the team.
But I'm in the middle of the assignment for Prism.
Yeah, but you're finished that tomorrow, so you can just sneak out a few hours early.
Well, who'd finish shooting Nora's series?
Jack, did you hear the words that I'm saying? Level 11. Full-time position. Big deal.
It's not contract or freelance work.
Okay, well, where are we at with the gallery?
Jack, you are being offered more money than any client I've ever had in my entire career. Why are you still thinking so small?
You knew a gallery exhibition was always the goal.
And it will be, while you're crushing it at Level. What time can I tell them you'll be there?
Jack puts on a sour face, squinting slightly.
No, I'm not going.
Jack, don't be silly.
Look, Sarah, you took a chance on me all those years ago, and I'll be forever grateful, but I think it's time for me to focus on other things.
Like what?
A gallery exhibition? Time with loved ones. Look, I need a change. Thank you for everything, but I'm not bailing on Nora. She needs me. This series means too much to her. I'm not going.
Adley eavesdrops, smiling from the stairwell, and Sarah hangs up abruptly. Adley watches Jack walk from the kitchen, still sitting on the stairs, reeling from the secret conversation. Nora sits at a desk, with a small mirror applying blush around her eyes, wearing a fluffy white robe. Lola applies her own.
That looks stunning.
Thank you. I actually just learned this new makeup tip. You put the white in your waterline, and then just like a dash of glitter in your corner, and it makes your eyes pop. And then you use this primer to smooth out your pores, which you literally don't have, but I do.
I didn't realize that you knew so much about makeup.
Trial and error.
Listen, I know that you still have another semester at school, but would you have any interest in writing for the site? I mean, maybe doing a monthly roundup of makeup products, tips you've learned, that kind of thing?
Are you serious? I'd love to. Writing for Prism has been my goal since I was like 8.
Why didn't you ever say anything?
I mean, I guess I didn't think I had anything to say. I mean, you're such a legend.
Oh.
And I know you took a break from writing, but this thing that you're doing with Take to Heart, it's so cool.
Oh.
And plus, you and Jack are like the ultimate creative duo.
Oh. Well, he is talented.
And he definitely has a crush on you.
Okay. So, tell me whatever other magic makeup tricks you have.
Okay.
The golden sun gleams as it rises over the skyline of the city, beyond a body of water covered in snow and ice.
Oh, no!
Whoa, I got it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, sorry. I just, I thought I was tall enough to reach the top.
Oh, well, allow me.
Thank you.
Jack takes the ornament from Adley, placing it.
There you go.
Look, I know that Nora didn't intentionally invite you to our little fundraiser, but we are all so glad that you and Kyle are here.
Are you kidding? I'm honored to be here. And you have a really special family. And Nora, well, she's...
She's pretty great.
Jack smiles warmly at her as Adley leans indiscreetly toward him.
Look, I don't mean to overstep, but in my experience, telling someone how you feel, it's always a good idea.
Jack raises his eyebrows and turns to walk away with his leather satchel slung over his shoulder. He looks back at her with a smile. Jewelry is placed on a mannequin and gift baskets set on tables. Nora walks in.
Hey, looks good.
Jack sets up his tripod next to balloons. Nora pauses, spying a message on Jack's phone. Sarah, level 11 will double the salary after all the intel on the fake dates.
What?
Everything was so cool.
Great setup.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
She glares at him as her family greets Jack near the entrance, and she leaves.
Okay, Winters family, let's get this party started.
Yeah.
Bye.
They enter.
So exciting.
A sign reads, Christmas at the train station, fundraising event. Carol's Cakes Foundation. The donation counter is low on another sign.
Magic. And you know what? Here's a donation slip in case you want to contribute to the bakery's free programs that give... Hey.
Nora coldly walks by him.
Give back to the community. In addition, I'll be giving away a free photography class to all donors. Thank you.
Jack pauses for a second, puzzling over Nora.
Hi, guys. Yeah, if you can just a little closer. There we go.
Hi. Thank you for
coming. Oh, my pleasure.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Jeffrey hugs her warmly.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there, but, you know, it could be better.
Mm.
Let me show you. Oh, you remember.
Yeah. Hi.
Nice to see you. Let me show you the rest of this.
Certainly.
Jack looks over at the donation counter sign, which has a ways to go. He takes his cell phone from inside his jacket, and standing by his tripod, he makes a call.
Hey, Katie, it's Jack Paxton. Yeah, it's been a while. Hey, listen, is your company still looking to make some donations before the end of the fiscal year?
Santa greets people behind him.
Well, I think I might have the perfect charity for you.
His face lights up with a smile.
Yeah, that's so generous. Thank you.
Santa passes out candy canes to children as Gregory talks on his cell.
I am telling you, it is wild, man. Well, then know that Nora Winters is actually writing about me. Well, yeah, because I'm Mr. G.
Jack perks his ears up from the bar.
Well, yeah, of course she's nice. She's great. But, you know, but her name next to mine, this is huge. Hey, tell you what, see if you can get me an interview with the Post. And I can do one of those kind of, you know, tell-all kind of things.
Jack leaves abruptly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because this will be great for my business. And you know what? They will eat this stuff up.
Nora and Adley put goods on a cart.
Max, hi.
Nora, I'm sorry to call you on Christmas Eve, but I wanted you to hear it from me.
Oh, is this about Jack and level 11?
Yeah, no, I heard, but this is about you and the call. I'm so sorry. I just heard from the board. They're pulling the collaboration between us and Take to heart. I guess they weren't thrilled with some recent developments. I just sent you an email.
Nora hangs up quickly. And she stands alone in her dazzling red evening dress and perfect makeup.
Nora Winters' How to Fall in Love by Christmas series was completely fake, an inside source says.
She reads the email on her cell phone.
Wow.
Any idea who the source is?
Well, Jack, right? Who else could it be?
I'm sorry, Nora. Merry Christmas.
Jack spots her, approaching from behind.
Yeah, I was looking for you.
Oh, you were? Were you going to tell me? What is this?
I don't know, but listen, Jeffrey, he's using you.
Jeffrey is using me. You would say that because you use me.
That's not true.
Oh, so you didn't basically rat me out with the work that we did for my column by selling it to a rival site for more money?
That was my agent.
And you didn't know that she was doing that?
Jack closes his eyes, embarrassed.
So you're just basically motivated by money, and this was all a lie.
Says the woman, totally comfortable faking falling in love.
Well, at least I'm trying to change, unlike you.
You know what? Forget it. This was a waste of time.
Yeah, it was a waste of time. Why don't you just go have a great, fun Christmas party at your new company?
Nora storms off as Jack stands dejected. Adley rushes up from the gift cart looking concerned.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Adley stands next to him as he looks down at the ground. Step 9, face your feelings. Nora stands staring into space, almost teary-eyed, a look of betrayal upon her face. Adley approaches from behind cautiously, with a worried, curious expression.
How are we doing?
Might have to cut back a little.
But the foundation, that's not what Mom would have wanted.
Sometimes you just have to face the fact that things don't always go your way.
What's with you?
This whole silly thing, this partnership with Take to Heart, I shouldn't have let myself get pushed into it.
But you started writing, and you have real feelings for someone, yeah?
Hey, there you are. I have been looking for you everywhere. Did you want to go do the photo booth?
She looks down at Gregory's phone as he hides it.
Are you recording right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, but can you blame me? Well, because you're Nora Winters, and I just thought it would be a good idea if I had some proof.
Proof?
That I'm Mr. G.
Why would you need proof?
Because I am getting so much more investors interested in my company by mentioning you in the interviews.
Interviews?
Yeah. And I've got another one tomorrow. I just want to make sure I can, you know, quote everything factually.
Okay, wow. I don't think this is gonna work out.
What about your column? Nora, hold on, wait.
Jeffrey, I think it's time we excuse ourselves. Just come this way. It's okay.
She leads him away. Jack approaches Kyle.
Hey, buddy. I think it's time to pack up our things and head out, okay? Here. Come on.
Jack ushers Kyle away from the Christmas tree ornaments. Santa hands out candy canes as Nora sits at a table with Adley.
I was totally wrong about everything. I mean, Jeffrey was so obvious. I should have known what was going on there right away.
Sure, but Jack? I mean, I've seen the way you two look at each other.
Adley, he used me as a bargaining tool.
No, he didn't. No, Nora, last time I saw him, he was doing everything he could to fundraise.
Nora listens, her face softening.
He did it. Apparently, he knew people who wanted to donate to that cause. We're good.
He left to go to Level 11's Christmas party tonight.
No, he didn't. He fired his agent. He turned down the job at Level 11. I heard him. I heard him do it with my own two ears. Listen.
Nora's eyes appear deep and heavy.
He lights you up in a way I haven't seen in years. You two have something really special. And I would think twice about letting it go.
Nora listens attentively to her sister. A slight smile begins to form across her face. She nods as Adley gives her a reassuring smile, with a seriousness about her, touching Nora's arm before rising to her feet. Nora pulls her purse onto her lap to put her cell phone away, and she finds the note Jack had hidden there earlier. On one side there are letters in four boxes with strengths, faults, motivational notes, and on the other side a message. You're a special person, Nora Winters, and I'm rooting for you. Jack. Nora smiles upon reading it, staring across the room dreamily. The full moon shines brightly over a glowing red steeple. Step 10, say it all. The sign with the donation thermometer counter is full red next to a table of gift baskets. Nora walks quickly through the room. She looks around, turning a complete circle in her fabulous red evening dress. Her hair elegantly falls at her broad shoulders below thick diamond-hooped earrings. She searches more, looking a little hopeless, and walks over to the bar, leaning against it. She looks down at her phone, holding it to her ear.
Hey, Max. I'm gonna go live with one more piece.
Jack carries his suitcase from Adley's.
Yes, hi. I'd like to book a hotel room for a few nights.
Hey, where are you two headed? Santa's coming here in a few hours. This is the address I told him to go to.
Mom!
Sorry, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Olivia hugs Kyle.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle.
But how?
I had a little help from Nora and a little bit of luck. The hospital was fully staffed. They didn't need me tonight.
Sorry, one sec.
Prism, How to Fall in Love by Christmas.
Dear reader, I have to come clean.
Jack listens with his sister and Kyle.
Did I start this series as a skeptic? I sure did. Did I think it was actually possible to lean into the magic of the season and let that magic open your heart? Absolutely not.
Adley and Clark listen.
But was I wrong? I very much was. I am here to tell you that I did, in fact, fall in love, more or less by Christmas, thanks to Take to Heart.
Nora types at her laptop by the bar.
It happened with someone I never expected. Someone who challenged me, supported me, protected me, encouraged me.
Max listens from his office.
Someone who took me totally by surprise.
Nora Winters, I think you just saved your job.
I didn't realize it was even happening. And that's the best part about love. It can surprise you if you stay open to it.
He looks at Olivia with wide eyes.
What are you waiting for? Go.
Yeah,
go.
Okay.
Olivia hugs Kyle as Jack runs off down the sidewalk. A woman takes a gift off a table as he walks in. Smithton White Gallery. Nora Winters referral. Jack, we would love to set up a free time to meet. Nora speaks highly of you, and we can see why. Your work is incredible. Jack smiles as he reads his phone, and Nora comes walking up around a large Christmas tree, spotting him.
Did you read my post?
She looks up at him with hopefulness.
I'm very impressed.
Impressed enough to forgive me?
His face softens, and he leans right in, kissing her passionately. She responds as her hand caresses up his arm before wrapping both her arms around his shoulders, smiling as she gazes into his eyes. She notices the mistletoe dangling above them, and he looks upward at it.
It's bad luck not to kiss under the mistletoe.
It's gross.
She looks him over head to toe.
So Jack Paxton, in your professional opinion, do you think that you can fall in love by Christmas?
Absolutely. Do you?
Absolutely.
She wraps her arms around his shoulders again, kissing him deeply as he holds her by the waist. Adley walks up as they kiss. Adley hugs Nora, and then turns to embrace Jack. Snow falls over the brightly lit city buildings in the dark night. Nora Winters, Terry Hatcher. Jack Paxton, Dan Payne. Max, Sean Ahmed. Jeffrey, Howard Hoover. Kyle, Christian Corow. Lola, Jordan Negri. With the participation of Ontario Creates. Real One Entertainment.
On a cold